Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
We thank the Lord for this opportunity for the fellowship.
我们感谢主给了我们今天这次机会来交通。
And I think the hymn that was just sang really touched my heart.
刚刚我们唱的诗歌实在是摸到了我的心。
And I think it captures the essence of the burden for this morning in, on my part of sharing as well.
它也和我今天早上要交通的负担非常的相似。
The Lord Jesus Christ loves His church and He gave His own life to redeem us.
我们的主他爱他的教会，他为了救赎我们献出了自己的生命。
And in His house, God cares very much about having His Son at the rightful place in His church.
在他的家中，神非常在意的一件事情是他的儿子有没有得到那个当得的正确的地位。
And in this critical time in our generation,
在我们世代这个关键的时刻
，The Lord desires to see spiritual reality in His church.
主实在是渴慕在他的教会里面见到那个真实的属灵实际。
And we believe that there is currently a great shaking going on.
我们也真的相信，如今正有一个巨大的震动在进行着。
Great fire of testing within and among us.
火一样的试验临到我们当中。
With a purpose to review and discriminate what is the, good, the gold, silver, and costly stones, and what is the wood, hay, and stubble.
是为了显明，同时也将金银宝石和草木禾秸区分开来。
And for one reason.
为了一个目的。
To prepare us to enter His kingdom abundantly.
为了预备我们丰丰富富地进入他的国。
So as we proceed into the fellowship, I just want to share a few verses from the book of 1 Chronicle.
在我们开始交通前，我想要先读历代至上中的一些经文。
There will be four verses.
四节经文。
And the first verse is in 1 Chronicle chapter 21 verse 8.
第一节经文，历代至上21章8节。
1 Chronicle chapter 21 verse 8.
历代至上21章8节。
David said to God, I have sinned greatly, in that I have done this thing, but now please take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly.
历代至上二十一章八节，大卫祷告神说：“我行这事大有罪了，现在求你除掉你仆人的罪孽，因我所行的甚是愚昧。”
Verse 13.
十三节。
David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Please let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are very great, but do not let me fall into the hand of man.
大卫对加德说，我甚为难，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿落在人的手里。
And then the next verse is in chapter
22. 历代至上二十二章。
Verse 1.
一节。
Chapter 22, verse 1.
历代至上二十二章一节。
Then David said, This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel.
大卫说，这就是耶和华神的殿，为以色列人献燔祭的坛。
Finally, we'll read the last chapter of 1 Chronicle.
最后是历代至上的最后一章。
Chapter 29.
二十九章。
And we'll read verse 3 and verse 4.
二十九章三到四节。
Chapter 29.
二十九章。
Verse 3 to 4.
历代至上二十九章三到四节。
Moreover, in my delight in the house of my God, the treasure I have of gold and silver, I give to the house of my God over and above all that I have provided for the holy temple.
且因我心中爱慕我神的殿，就在预备建造圣殿的材料之外，又将我自己积蓄的金银献上，建造我神的殿。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Namely, 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the buildings.
就是俄斐金3000他连德，金炼的银子7000他连德，以贴殿墙。
Now let's consider David's desire to build the house of God in the book of 1 Chronicles.
在历代至上这本书里面，今天我们要来思想大卫他有心愿要建神的殿。
At that time, David built his own palace in Jerusalem.
在那个时候，在耶路撒冷城当中，大卫已经为自己建造了宫殿。
While the Ark of the Covenant was in the tent.
但是耶和华的约柜还在幔子里。
But one day,
但是某一天
a thought came to David's heart.
有一个想法进到了大卫心里。
That he wanted to build a house for God.
他想要为神建殿。
And that thought touched the heart of God.
这个思想实在是摸着了神的心。
And we can see that in chapter 17, verse 3.
我们可以在历代至上17章3节这里看到。
Almost immediately, as the Bible said,
圣经告诉我们几乎是同时。
That night, the word of God came to Nathan, the prophet.
当夜神的话临到先知拿单。
When our thoughts and our desires are in alignment with our God, God will usually respond quickly to confirm.
当我们的思想、我们的心愿和神的心相连的时候，神通常都会非常快速地回复我们，予以确认。
And God greatly blessed David and his household.
大卫实在是大大的，对不起，神实在是大大的祝福了大卫和他的一家。
Although God told David that he could not build his house,
即便神告诉大卫他不能够建殿。
God promised that one of his offspring will be the one to build his house.
但是神也应许大卫，他后裔当中的一个可以做这件事情。
But because David loved God,
但因为大卫爱神，
he started diligently preparing materials for the building of God's house.
从那之后，他就开始非常殷勤地收集金银财宝来预备。
And you see, from then on, David was set out to battles with other nations.
我们可以看见在那以后大卫就开始与各国征战。
And because the Lord was always with David,
因为主常与大卫同在。
Wherever he went, victory followed.
所以无论大卫去到哪里他都得胜。
And out of those victories, what did David gain?
从所有这一些胜仗当中大卫得到了什么呢？
Gold, silver, and other costly materials.
金银和其他价值连城的材料。
And David dedicated those to the Lord.
大卫将这一些都献给了主。
And in the light of the new covenant,
就着新约来说，
these different types of precious materials represent the supremacy, the excellency, and the virtues of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就着新约来说，这些各式各样宝贵的材料，就代表了耶稣基督他自己高贵超越的美德。
And these precious life of Christ is within all of the children of God today.
而如今，基督这一个宝贵的生命也在你我当中。
And we are to become the building material of this eternal heavenly city of New Jerusalem.
是为了将我们建立成为属天的那个新的耶路撒冷城的材料。
However,
但是
things don't go often smoothly in our spiritual journey, does it?
但是在我们属灵的旅程当中，事情总不都是一帆风顺的。
The enemy Satan was watching.
因为仇敌撒旦在一旁虎视眈眈。
And we see in the middle of all these.
我们可以看见在这所有的事情中间。
The enemy provoked David to count the people of Israel.
仇敌他煽动了大卫来数点以色列的人数。
And that greatly sinned against God.
这是大大的得罪了神。
And God was very displeased about David.
所以神非常不喜悦大卫数点人数的行为。
You see, there was an initial upward trajectory of David's pursuit.
我们可以看见在大卫一开始追求的路是一条上行之路。
And there was a positive attitude and desire to do all that he could to prepare for the house of God.
大卫有一个非常积极正面的态度和心愿，就是要来预备神的殿。
And that was real.
这是真实的。
But the problem was,
但问题是
the enemy was actively watching,
仇敌也是毫不懈怠地在观察着。
And at the opportune time, he would provoke us to try to hinder the will of God.
就是为了抓准时机来煽动刺激我们阻碍神的旨意。
And it is often like this.
事情总是像这样发生。
When we have a desire for the house of God,
当我们对神的家有一点心愿时，
we want to serve him,
我们想要侍奉他。
We're ready to consecrate ourselves to Him.
我们也预备好了自己，要将自己奉献给他。
And the joy of the Lord fills our heart.
而主的喜悦也充满了我们。
as an acceptance and a confirmation from heaven.
作为从天上来的喜悦的明证。
But very soon,
但非常快。
The enemy comes into the picture and complicates things.
仇敌就进来，并且搅乱了一切的事情。
What does he want to do?
他到底想做什么？
He wants to destroy that desire for God right at the beginning.
他就是想在事情最初的原点，毁灭掉我们所有向着神的心愿。
And we can see this consistent pattern of the scheme of the enemy.
我们可以看到仇敌的这个轨迹是有一个固定的模式的。
Ever since the event from the Garden of Eden.
从最早的伊甸园开始。
And we see the same thing in the devil's temptation of Jesus in the wilderness right at the beginning of his ministry.
之后在我们的主耶稣要刚刚开始执事的时候、魔鬼的这一个试探的工作也在旷野进行着。
And here we see the same thing in David.
所以在这里我们看见仇敌在大卫身上耍的是一样的手段。
So what is the basis of this enemy's attack?
那仇敌攻击的那一个根基的点在哪里呢？
The basis is the sinful nature in our flesh.
他攻击的根本就是我们肉体的罪性。
Perhaps something that is hidden within us that even without us knowing.
或许我们里面有一些弱点是在我们里面隐藏的，也是我们没有发觉的。
If it is the pride,
如果这个弱点是骄傲，
then he will provoke David to count the men.
那么他就会煽动大卫去数点人数。
If it is the love of knowledge,
如果这个薄弱的环节是对知识的爱慕，
he might tempt Adam and Eve just like what he did in to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他就会引诱亚当夏娃去吃知识善恶树上的果子。
If it is the love of money,
如果我们的软肋是对钱财的贪爱，
then he may tempt us on the ground of greed like Judah.
他就会在贪心这个点上试探我们，像引诱犹大一样。
Indeed, it seems like on the surface that the enemy was successful in interrupting David's pursuit to prepare God's house.
是的，表面上看，仇敌好像成功地阻断了大卫想要追求来预备神殿的心。
Because David had this pride issue that manifested as a hindrance.
因为大卫的这一个隐藏的骄傲被显明出来，而这一个，对不起，而这一个显明就成为了阻碍。
But was the enemy really successful?
但是仇敌真的成功了吗？
No.
没有。
Because when we are committed to the Lord,
当我们将自己交托给主时，
despite our weaknesses may cause so-called interruptions in our work with the Lord,
我们在与主同行的路上，或许我们的软弱会引起一些所谓的阻挠。
It is really the Lord who is committed to us.
但实在来说，真的是主他将他自己托付给了我们。
But again, the key question here is,
但是要在这里重申了一个关键性的问题。
Are we willing to come back to him?
我们真的愿意回到他的面前吗？
Do we sense the grieving of the Holy Spirit within us?
我们有没有感觉到自己里面内住生命那一个悲痛的，对不起，内住圣灵那个悲痛的叹息？
And that's why God didn't wait to send judgment to David through his seer Gad.
这就是为什么神一刻都不能等待，迫不及待的就差遣他的先见加德去将审判带给大卫。
God must judge.
神必须要审判。
Because he is righteous.
因为神是公义的。
And his kingdom is built upon righteousness.
而他的国度是建立在公义之上。
And he must separate out any unrighteousness from his kingdom.
他必须要将所有不义的从他的国度当中驱逐出去。
When God judges,
当神审判的时候，
the main intent is to separate and clear out the work of the evil one.
他审判的主要目的是分别，并且将所有从仇敌带来的工作清理干净。
For the sake of the testimony of his holiness.
为了他圣洁的见证。
And in God's judgment, God let David pick one of three punishments.
在神的审判当中，他让大卫从三个处罚里面任选其一。
Indeed, there is a consequence after we make the mistake.
是的，当我们犯错之后，错误是会带进后果的。
But did we notice how David reacted in that situation?
但是我们有没有看到大卫在这个情况之下的反应呢？
In chapter 21, verse 8, the verse that we read,
就我们刚刚读的《历代志上》21章8节这里，
David said, I have sinned greatly by doing this.
大卫祷告神说，我行这事大有罪了。
Now I beg you,
现在求你
take away the guilt of your servant,
除掉仆人的罪孽。
I have done a very foolish thing.
因我所行的甚是愚昧。
We thank God for David's sensitive spirit.
我们为着大卫这个敏锐的灵要来感谢神。
Willing to return immediately to God.
他心甘情愿地快速地转向神。
Not hide away from his face.
并且在神前绝对不向神掩藏自己。
There is a sure sign of heart connection that is still well and alive between God and David.
这里有一个非常明确的记号，就是大卫的心和神之间还是非常正常的相连，并且是相连活泼的。
Furthermore,
更进一步说,
David said,
大卫说,
in verse 13,
在13节这里,
Let me fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is very great. But do not let me fall into hands of men.
在这里大卫说，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿落在人的手里。David
made a wise choice.
大卫在这里做了一个非常 明智的选择。
When we submit ourselves to the hand of God in our failures,
当我们在自己的失败里面将自己降服在神手中时,
we can completely rest upon the fact that our Lord is merciful in all his dealings with us.
我们可以因着一个事实而得着完全的安息，就是当我们的主处理这一切的状况时，他向着我们满有怜悯。Do
we believe in that?
我们相信吗？
Oftentimes I find myself rather give myself into the hands of men.
很多时候我发现我自己情愿将自己落入人的手中。To
save face.
为了挽回我的面子。To
save my own reputation.
挽救我的名誉。And
try to figure my own way out.
试着自谋出路。
May the Lord help us to be like David to make the wise choice.
愿主真的是帮助我们像大卫一样，在这里能够做一个智慧的选择。
And now as we proceed into the next chapter, chapter 22, verse 1.
让我们再来往前看，看历代志上22章。
The house of the Lord God is to be here and also the altar of burnt offering for Israel.
22章1节，大卫说，这就是耶和华神的殿，为以色列人献燔祭的坛。
And there is something very precious here.
这里有非常宝贵的一件事。Out
of God's discipline,
在神所有这一些管教中,
David finally realized the inseparable relationship between the house of God and the altar.
大卫终于最终地认识到耶和华神的殿和献燔祭的坛之间是有不可分割的紧密联系。Indeed,
it is inseparable.
它是不可分割的两者之间。Sometimes
we have to go through the discipline of God on certain matters.
有些时候我们在一些事情当中可能要经受一些神的管教。We
may realize more about the ugly side of our fallen nature.
可能在管教里面我们更多地认识到罪性
But at the same time,
但与此同时,
we become much more appreciative of the value of the cross to do its deeper work in our lives.
但同时我们也会对十字架在我们生命当中做的那个更深的工作所带出来的价值而心怀感恩。
And through these difficult, sometimes painful experiences,
借着这一些困难，有些时候可能是痛心的经历。
We shall discover the more of the supremacy of Christ as the chief cornerstone in his house.
我们应该更多地发现在神的殿中基督作为那一块头块的房角石的超越性。
And also discover the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ crucified.
同时也能够更多地发现被钉在十字架上的耶稣基督的美丽。
And now as we proceed to the last chapter of 1 Chronicles chapter 29,
我们现在要来看历代志上29章。
Towards the latter part of David's life,
这个是大卫临终前的几年。
He brought forth his personal treasures of gold from Ophir and refined silver to add on top of all the materials that he had prepared for the Lord.
在他已经为建殿预备的材料之外，他又从自己积蓄的财宝当中拿出了俄斐金和精炼的银子。
So what's so special about this place, Ophir?
俄斐这个地方为什么在圣经当中那么的特别呢?
Why it took David's whole life to collect these special gold and silver to dedicate to the Lord?
大卫好像花费了他一生的年月来收集这个俄斐金，就是为着献给神。
You know, this place Ophir in the Bible was famous for its pure gold and precious stone.
在圣经当中，俄斐是以出产宝贵的金子和宝石闻名的。
And its name, Ophir, literally means reducing to ash.
俄斐字面的意思就是说湮灭成灰。
It represents that invisible preparation of fire in our Christian life.
这就代表了在我们基督徒的生命当中，在火里那一个隐藏的预备。
That continuous refinement process that burn away all those sinful, toxic impurities within us.
这一个持续不断的炼净，是为了烧尽我们身上那一些不洁的、有毒的杂质。
Resulting in precious gold and refined silver.
带出的就是宝贵的金子和经验过的银子。
And this should be our common experience of our secret personal daily walk with the Lord.
这应该是我们每一个人与神同行的隐秘的生活一个非常常见的经历。
And as we continue in this walk,
只要我们持续地走在这条路上，
one thing is guaranteed.
有一件事情是确定的。
He must increase, I must decrease.
那就是他必兴旺加增，我必衰微减少。
So may the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Every day we ask the Lord to reveal a fresh comprehension of the preciousness of Christ in our lives.
每一天我们都能够祈求主向他向我们的心里开启当天那一个新鲜的悟性，好让我们更多的认识基督的宝贵。
To bring out some more new gold of Ophir and refined silver through this fire of testing.
好让我们在这一个火一样的试炼当中能够产生出更多宝贵的俄斐金和精炼的银子。
And to make this part of me for the purpose of building up of the body of Christ.
使我被炼净的这个部分可以用作建造基督身体的材料。
And lastly,
最后，
What are the gold from Ophir and refined silver used for?
俄斐金和精炼的银子大卫用在哪里呢？
And if we look at chapter 29 verse 4,
如果我们看历代志上29章4节，
David dedicated them to overlay the walls of the house of God.
大卫用俄斐金和精炼的银子贴在殿墙外。
Not only it is for the glorious display of the magnificence of God's house,
以金银贴墙不仅仅是为了彰显神殿那个荣耀的华美，
But moreover,
但更多的是
when the excellencies of the life of Christ are manifested from those brothers and sisters who are refined by fire,
当一些弟兄姊妹他们被神炼净之后，基督生命的那一个尊贵超越就会在他们身上显出来。
And these brothers and sisters,
而这些弟兄姊妹们
may become the protection for the house of God,
就可以成为神家的保护
to preserve the purity for his testimony,
是为了保守基督那一个清洁纯一的见证。
And did you catch what David said in verse 3?
我们有没有注意到历代志上29章3节大卫所说的话？
Why did David do all these things for the Lord?
他为什么愿意奉献出这一切为了主？
The reason he did all these things was because it was out of his affection for the house of God.
原因是因为他心中爱慕神的殿。
May we all share this affection for God in all that we do.
也愿我们在所有我们做的事情上也能够分享出显出我们对神的爱慕。
And we may have to go through the refinement process of fire.
当我们经历这些炼净时，
To be reduced to nothing,
能够将己烧成灰。
But we pray that the will of God be done.
但是我们愿意祷告，愿神的旨意成就。
That we may be counted worthy for His kingdom.
让我们可以配得上进入他的国。
And this will conclude our sharing.
这就是我的分享。
感谢主，Praise the Lord. 又赐给我们这样一次的聚集。
That we can once again meet together before Him.
我们来谢谢我们薛远弟兄，借着大卫的故事，让我们看见仇敌的工作。
We thank the Lord and we thank our brother Sherwin that through the life of David we see the great work of God.
是仇敌的诡计。
And the schemes of the enemy.
今天的话，我要分享的负担的话呢，就是也是跟这方面有关。
And something that I would like to share on today is very similar in topic.
实际上也是接着上一次上个礼拜宣弟兄的信息。
And it is sharing on something that Brother Sun also spoke on last week.
孙弟兄提到说，我们现在这个时代是一个末后的时代。
And Brother Sun mentioned and reminded us that the times that we live in are it's in the end times.
也是一个很关键的时代。
And it is also a very important time.
在这时代里面有仇敌那个大的迷惑。
And during this time, the enemy is working to deceive us.
孙弟兄引用的经文是启示录十二章第九节。
And Brother Sun led us to read Revelation chapter 12, verse 9.
我读一遍中文，我们请弟兄来读英文。
And I will read in Chinese, and my brother will read in English.
启示录十二章第九节，大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
Revelation 12 verse 9, and the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.
今天早晨我就是要就在这个圣经的原文里面来看看这个迷惑这个词。
And this morning, I would like to use this word deception or deceiving and go through some Bible verses and share with brothers and sisters.
从圣经的原文里面能看到仇敌有哪些方面的工作。
And from the word of God, we can see the deceptions of the enemy.
然后在讲这个迷惑这个词之前，我们先看一下普天下。普天下就是 all over the world.
And as we before we look into this specific word, we can see that it is through the whole world.
这里说那个撒旦是要迷惑普天下的。
And we see here that in this verse, it says that the enemy or Satan deceives the whole world.
普天下的话呢，在原文里面就是说整个世界。
And in the original language, it speaks on the whole earth.
也包括世界上的人
and it includes the people here on this earth
就全人类
and all of mankind
这里就说不管你是哪个国家的
and no matter what kingdom you are in
不管你是哪个民族的
and whatever race you are
不管你是说哪种语言的
and whatever language you speak
不管你有什么样的文化背景的
and whatever background you have
都在这个范围里面
that you are all in under this
仇敌都要来迷惑普天下的人
And that the enemy, that Satan, is here to deceive everything.
然后呢，我们现在看到迷惑这个原文。
So let's take a look at this word deceive.
迷惑这个希腊原文的话，它编号是4105。
And the Greek, it is under the Greek number of 4105.
它练出来的话，应该叫 planaho.
And it's in Greek, it's planaho.
然后的话呢，英文里面呢有好几个意思。
And in English, there's many different translations for this.
我们就一个一个看。
And so let's take a look at these.
我们第一个我们先看的这个意思的话呢，就说是 wonder.
And the first word that we'd like to, first translation of this planaho that we would like to look at is the translation of wandering.
Wonder 就是说你走来走去，在那徘徊。
And wander speaks of walking around aimlessly.
就是漫无目的的走，没错。
Wandering aimlessly.
然后呢，那个如果你看原文里面，就是用到这个字的那个经文，我用的我是找就一处是马太福音十八章十二到十三节这里。
And one of the verses that I picked, where it speaks on this, wandering is in Matthew chapter 18, verses 12 to 13.
对，这两节经文里面都提到了，所以实际上提到两次。
And it mentions this word two times.
那里面提到就是有一百只羊，对吧？那个有一只走迷了。
And in this verse, in these two verses, it speaks on the 100 sheep and one of them wandered astray.
那牧人的话就把它找回来。
And the shepherd went and searched for this one sheep.
所以这个字的话呢，就用在那个走迷路的羊，迷路的羊羔。
And it speaks on, and in this verse, it speaks on the one sheep that went astray.
然后第二处的经文的话呢，用这个同一个字的是彼得前书二章二十五节。
And the other verse that I would like to mention is in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 25.
这里提到说，你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
And so it says, for you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls.
那同一个字，这 planaho 就翻译成迷路。
And in this, this Greek word is planaho is translated again as straying.
所以从彼得前书这里能看到说，你们从前是迷路的羊，就指你们没有信主之前。
And so in this verse in 1 Peter, it speaks on that we are like these lost sheep that before we were believed in the Lord, that we wandered away.
马太福音18章12到13节这里这段故事
And oftentimes as we preach the gospel that we use this verse from Matthew chapter 18
我们也经常唱那个99只羊那首诗歌就是根据这些经文出来的
And we often sing the hymn of the 99 sheep and that is based on this verse as well
所以我们看见说这迷路的羊就是世界上那些
And so we see that the sheep that wandered away or strayed away are those are speaking of those who do not believe. And because those are the ones that have been deceived by the enemy. And so we see that the first work of the enemy is that he tries to bar us from knowing God.
我们刚才提到他的工作的对象是普天下所有的人
And we see that in the verse before that we read that he was deceiving all on this whole earth.
然后呢，有前面读经的弟兄们告诉我们说，这个普天下的人呢，我们可以分成三类。
And we see and those that have come before us have mentioned and reminded us that those in the whole world are broken up into three groups.
第一类的话呢，就是外邦人，就没有信主的人。
And the first is those who do not believe.
我们没信主之前都是属于这一类人。
And before we believed in the Lord, we are all part of this group.
然后呢，第二类的话呢，和第三类其实都是基督徒。
And the second and third group are both Christians.
就是信主的人。
And those who believe in the Lord.
但是基督徒里面的话又分成两类。
But we as Christians are broken up into two groups.
一类是属肉体的基督徒。
And one is a carnal Christian. And one is a spiritual Christian. And that is how Paul divided it.
今天早上的话，我们可能会看见仇敌的工作，会针对这三类人会有不同的工作。
And so this morning, as we look into the works of the enemy, we are going to take a look at how he works in these different groups of people.
我们刚才提到这个。
And we mentioned earlier that the first work of the enemy is to keep us from knowing God. But after we believe,
就投机的第一个工作他失败了，我们信主了。
The first work of the enemy has already failed because we have believed in the Lord. And after we believe in the Lord, we are walking in this heavenly way. And we have a goal.
就像当年以色列人从埃及出来之后，他们也有个目标。
And just as the Israelites, as they left the land of Egypt, that they too had a goal.
他们的目标很清楚，很明确。
And their goal was very clear and set before them.
他们要进迦南地。
That their goal was to enter into the land of Canaan.
因为迦南地是神赐给他们应许之地。
And the land of Canaan was one that was promised to them by God.
也是牛奶与蜜之地。
It is the land flowing with milk and honey.
是佳美之地。
And it is a beautiful land.
是他们的产业。
And it is their inheritance.
那我们信主之后的话呢，我们的目标也是迦南地，当然这个迦南地是基督。
And so after we believe in the Lord, we too have a goal in Canaan, and in Canaan represents Christ. And our inheritance is in Christ. And so our pursuit is to know more of Him. And to gain more of Him. And to have more joy in Him. And to live out more of Christ. And this is written in Philippians that as Paul showed us.
最后一个目的就是使神的荣耀的旨意能够借着我们这帮人，就是教会，就是基督的身体能够彰显在万有里面。
And so this is to say that in the end that the
就荣耀的旨意
that the glorious purpose
能够借着我们
through us
就是教会
and that is the church
也是基督的身体
and that is the body of Christ
能够彰显在全宇宙
and that we can be manifested here
那达到这个目标的话呢 只有一条路
and so to in order to attain this goal there is only one road
就是那条十字架的路
or one way and that is the way of the cross
就是天天背起十字架来跟随主的路
that is to daily bear our crosses to follow him
就是借着十字架来致死我们的旧人
and through this cross that we can put to death the old self
把我们的肉体钉在十字架上面。
And to put to death the old self upon that cross.
好，让我们活在基督那复活的生命里面。
So that the life that lives is the resurrected life of Christ.
因为基督就是我们的生命。
Because Christ is our life.
这是哥罗西书三章四节告诉我们的。
And this is written given to us in Colossians chapter 3.
所以我们看见说，我们信主之后，我们的目标很明确。
And so after we believe in the Lord, we see that our goal is very clear.
我们的路也很清楚。
And our way is set before us.
但是撒旦呢，他也知道我们有这个目标。
But Satan also knows our goal.
他也知道那十字架的路是那条唯一的路，能够达到这个目标的路。
And he knows that the way of the cross is the only way that we can achieve this goal.
那撒旦这个字的意思就是抵挡的意思。
And so Satan, the word Satan is translated as one who is against.
他就是抵挡者。
And he is to put against us.
他抵挡谁呢？
And who is he against?
他要抵挡神。
He is against God.
他的目的就是要破坏神的工作。
And his goal or his purpose is to destroy the work of God.
他就是要与神为敌。
And he is to be against God.
但是呢，神所定的那个目标是一定永定，他破坏不了的。
And so we know that the purpose that God has set before us is one that cannot be broken.
那神所预备那条路，他也是破坏不了的。
And the way that the Lord has provided for us cannot be ruined.
因为那条路就是基督自己。
Because that road or that way is Christ himself.
基督在十字架上已经打破了他的头。
Because Christ has already ruined the work of the enemy upon the cross.
所以仇敌的诡计的话呢，他只能想方设法要把我们就走路的人引离开这条路。
And so the only way that the enemy can ruin this purpose of God is to lead us humans, us mankind, astray.
所以这个 Preenhold 这个词就有第二个意思，就是 go astray.
And so this, the second meaning of this word, this Greek word planeho, is to lead or to go astray.
就是偏离了。
And that is to go astray.
就走差了。
To be lost.
那我引用的经文的话呢，是彼得后书二章十五节这里。
And the verse that I would like to share with brothers and sisters is in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 18.
十五节。
Oh, verse 15.
说他们离开正路，就走差了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知。
Abandoning the right way, they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the reward of unrighteousness.
这里的正路就是那十字架的路。
And this right way is referencing the way of the cross.
从这个上下文来看的话呢，这里的他们好像是指着那帮属肉体的基督徒。
And from this context, we see that this word they speaks on Christians.
因为在彼得后书同一章再往下走五节，大概二十节的时候。
And as we come to five verses down in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20.
这里说倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们幕后的景况就比先前更不好了。他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。
In verse 20 and 21, for if after they have escaped the defilements of the world by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and are overcome. The last state has become worse for them than the first, or it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn away from the holy commandment handed on to them.
所以这二十节里面的他们跟这个十五节里面的他们是同一般人。
And this they spoken in verse 15 and 20 are the same they.
然后二十节里面这个他们的话呢，你很清楚看出来这是一般认识主的人。
And we see that this they is speaking on those who know the Lord.
所以是基督徒。
So it speaks on Christians.
然后的话呢，我们在这个十五节和二十节之间的话呢，有十八节。
And between verses 15 and 20, we have verse 18.
十八节这里说，他们说虚妄经夸的大话，用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事引诱那些刚才脱离万刑的人。
In verse 18, for while speaking out arrogant words of no value, they entice by fleshly desires, by indecent behavior, those who barely escape from the ones who live in error.
所以这十八节这里他们的话是假先知。
And so we see that the they in verse 18 speaks on the false prophets.
那些被引诱的人就是刚才脱离万刑的人就是基督徒。
and that those who are led astray in this verse are speaking on the carnal Christians.
所以这里说他用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事引诱那些刚才脱离万刑的人。
And it speaks that they use fleshly desires and indecent behavior to lead astray those.
所以只有属肉体的基督徒才会被肉身的情欲和邪淫的事所引诱。
So we see that only those of the flesh can be tempted by the fleshly desires and indecent behavior.
所以我们这里看见说仇敌的诡计，这第二个诡计是吧？是针对那些属肉体的基督徒。
And so it speaks on the work of the enemy that he targets those of the flesh.
用那些肉身的情欲、邪淫的事，引诱你脱离这条路。
That he uses the fleshly situations to lead astray.
因为圣灵是与情欲相争的。
Because the spirit is against the flesh.
十字架是制止肉体的。
And the cross is against the flesh.
当你爱惜自己的肉体，你不愿意对付你的肉体的时候，你就走不了这十字架的路。
And if you love the flesh, you cannot walk the way of the cross.
所以我们这里看见仇敌的第二个工作就是阻挠基督徒走天路。
And so we see that the second work of the enemy is to hinder Christians from walking in this heavenly way.
让基督徒走不到目的地。
So that the Christians cannot walk this way to achieve their goal.
就像当年的第一代的那个以色列人，他们出了埃及，可是进不了迦南地。
And just like the first generation of Israelites that left Egypt, they could not enter into the land of Canaan.
除了迦勒和约书亚以外，全部倒闭在旷野里面。
Other than Caleb and Joshua, everyone else was had died in the wilderness.
这是何等可惜的一件事情。
What a sad thing this is.
然后呢，仇敌的第三个工作的话呢，是拦阻人更多的认识神。
And so the third work of the enemy is to prevent us from knowing more of God.
或者说拦阻人更正确的，或者拦阻人正确的认识神。
Or to say to prevent us from knowing more of the truth of him.
我们知道我们的主，我们的神，我们是很丰富的。
And we know that the Lord is one that is very abundant.
这就为什么像保罗那样对我们的主，对我们的神的旨意有那么丰富认识的人。
That's why we see that Paul was able to know so broadly the works of the Lord.
他还在那里说，使我认识基督。
And just as he says,
使我认识基督。
That I can know more of him.
他在那里说，我要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
And forgetting what is behind and looking forward so that I can run this race.
为了得着神在上头招我所得的奖赏。
To gain more of the prize that is set before me in heaven.
所以基督里面实在是有无穷的丰富。
And so we see that the life that the Lord has provided us is one of abundance.
需要我们去追求。
And that we need to pursue it.
需要我们去竭力的追求。
And that we need to pursue it earnestly.
那我们要认识神的旨意，我们要认识基督，只有一条方法，只有一个方法。
And so to know more of him is there is only one way.
就是要读圣经。
And that is to read the word of God.
因为圣经是神的话。
Because the word of God is his words to us.
是我们生命的粮。
And it is our spiritual food.
是我们走天路的时候的脚前的灯，路上的光。
And it is the lamp to our feet and the light unto our paths.
那么在这一点上面呢，仇敌的工作的话呢，就是要使人落在错误里面。
And so in this aspect, how does Satan lead us astray?
就使人曲解圣经。
And that is to misinterpret the Bible.
从而对神的这个对神的认识产生偏差。
And to cause a distraction between us and God.
然后呢，这个 planeho 这个字第三个意思就是错误的意思。
And so this.Third meaning of planeho is to deceive.
我这里的话呢，可以引用在三处的经文。
And so I can use three verses.
第一处的话是马太福音二十二章二十九节。
And the first is Matthew chapter 22 verse 29.
耶稣回答说：“你们错了，因为不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。”
But Jesus answered and said to them, "You are mistaken, since you do not understand the Scripture nor the power of God."
那个错那个字就是 planeho.
And this word mistaken is also the Greek word planeho.
那第二处经文的话呢，是马可福音十二章二十四节和二十七节都提到了。
And Mark chapter 12 verse 24 and 27 both mention this word.
二十四节这里说，耶稣说。你们所以错了，岂不是因为不明白圣经，不晓得神的大能吗？
And in verse 24, Jesus said to them, "Is this not the reason you are mistaken, that you do not understand the Scripture nor the power of God?" And in verse 27, He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly mistaken. And we see that in these three verses, it is speaking on one thing. And it is this idea of resurrection. We see here that in these three verses that the Lord is speaking to the Sadducees. Because they do not believe in resurrection. That even though they read the scripture, that they do not see resurrection.
那也许的话，弟兄们会说，哦，那是因为旧约，对吧？因为他们没有圣灵，所以他们不明白圣经。
And some might say that it is because they only read the Old Testament that they do not have the Holy Spirit with them that they cannot see this idea of resurrection.
我们现在新约时代，我们里面有圣灵，圣灵能帮助我们，所以我们应该不会错。
But as we live in this New Testament that we can see and we have the Holy Spirit that we will not be mistaken.
但是呢，其实的话呢，那可能这个。
But that is not the best way to think this.
因为你看新约时代以后，也有很多人读了圣经出来，读出很多异端出来了，对不对？
And we see here that in the current times, that in this New Testament era, that we often read the word and we are still mistaken.
所以我们看见说，这个错误的危险还是存在的。And
so this idea of mistaken is something that is still very common.
而且可能这个危险是很大的。
And it is one of a great error.
那个我在预备的时候的话，我就查了一下，就是宾路易师母的一本书。
And as I was meditating on what to share on, I was looking at the book written by our sister Jessie Penn Lewis.
书名是《众圣徒的征战》。
And the book is called The War on the Saints.
里面就提到很多仇敌的诡计，仇敌的工作。
And it speaks on the great work of the enemy.
当然，这如果大家有时间的话，建议大家去看，讲的非常仔细。我还没有时间看完。
And if brothers and sisters have time, I encourage you to read it. I myself have not finished yet.
但是呢，关于这一点，你怎样正确理解神的话？
But regarding this point, to really understand the Word of God,
宾路易师母有一个很好的方法。
Sister Jessie Penn Lewis has given us a great word.
就是如果你觉得你有这个亮光出来了。
And that is that if we believe that we have this light,
你得到启示了。
And that we have this revelation.
你怎么知道说这个启示是从神来的，而不是仇敌欺骗你的呢？
How do we know that this revelation is from the Lord, or if this is our own thoughts?
你需要把这启示的光放到整本圣经的光里面来看。
And we have to put this revelation within the Word.
因为圣经是神完全的启示。
Because the Word of God is one that is revealed to all of us.
因为圣经之外没有新的启示。
Because apart from the Spirit, there is no other revelation.
就是如果你得到的启示跟圣经里面以前所启示的，就是其他以前的弟兄们所启示出来的真理的不一样。
That is to say, if we have a thought or belief that is unlike those of the past, the saints of the past,
那就很可能说你被欺骗了。Then
maybe we are mistaken.
所以这是第一点。
So this is the first point.
这第一点的根据就是说，你对圣经要很熟。
So that the first point is that we must know the Word of God.
你要熟读圣经。
And that we need to read His Word.
然后呢，宾路易师母还提到另外一个方法。
And Jessie Penn Lewis also mentioned another point.
所以另外一个方法就是讲到这个路的。
And it is to speak on this way.
如果你得到的启示是不是让你走在生命的路上？
And if we have received this revelation or thought, but it is not on this way.
不是那你呢,背十字架来跟随主的。
It is not on the way of the cross.
这个也是从仇敌来的。
It is also a thought from the enemy.
那所以这两个原则的话呢,其实你可以应用在不光读圣经上面。
So whether it is to read the Word of God,
也包括你的属灵的经历上面,
and our spiritual experiences,
就如果你有很多弟兄姊妹做见证说，哎，神这么带领我。
And many brothers and sisters have testimonies that this is how the Lord has led them.
神要我做这个事情，神要做那个事情。
The Lord has led me to do this or do that.
神要我去参加这个聚会，去参加那个聚会。
Has led me to this meeting or that meeting.
那个呢，我在思想寻求的时候，我觉得用这个生命。 的这个方法来验证也是非常好的。
That we need to use this test of life, in order to test.
就是当你去走上这条路的时候，如果你发现说，那个你的生命没有改变。
And that as we live this life, if our life has not changed,
你的生命没有长进。
If there is no growth in our life,
你已经爱发脾气，你还是发脾气。
That I have a bad temper and I still always have a bad temper.
你以前的话呢，受某些罪的捆绑，你还是我的捆绑。
If that I have been entangled with a certain sin and I'm still entangled by that,
那你就要打个问号。
Then you should have a question mark.
因为神的话是有能力的。
Because the word of God has power.
如果你觉得神对你说话了。
And if you feel like the Lord is speaking to you.
这个能力一定要在你生命中显出果效来的。
And this power must be manifested in some way.
因为圣经告诉我们说，你从果子就能知道树。
And so we see that in the word of God, it tells us that if we know the fruit, then we know which tree it is from.
如果你觉得你跟神很近，
if you feel that you are close to God,
你听见神的声音，
if we hear his word,
神带领你生活，
and that the Lord is leading you to live in a certain way,
可是你的生命性情没有改变，
but there is no change in your life,
你就打个大问号了。
then there should be a big question mark in your life.
好，感谢主。那实际上呢，我再借一点点时间，就是还有仇敌，其实就这个字其实还有第四个意思。
And in this last bit of time, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters on another translation for the word planaho.
这第四个意思就是欺骗的意思。
And that is to deceive.
这是其实是比较通常的一个，应该是一个方式。
And it is a more common translation for this word.
对，或者说这个 planaho 里面最主要的那个意思就是欺骗。
And this main translation for this word planaho is to deceive.
刚才我们最开始读的十二章第九节，启示录十二章第九节。
And as we read earlier in Revelation chapter 12 verse 9.
那个迷惑其实翻译成欺骗更好。
And we see here that it is deceiving. That Satan deceives the whole world.
那个英文里面就是翻译的欺骗。
And it is translated in English as deceive.
中文里面翻译成迷惑。
And in Chinese it's a different translation.
迷惑和欺骗还是有区别的。
That confusion and deception, there is a small difference.
迷惑好像是还没有产生那个犯罪的事实。
And deception, confusion is one of a gray area of not coming into fruition yet.
迷惑是从这个诱惑开始的。
And that
temptation.
Temptation, that it comes from temptation.
它目的是要把你带走，要把你骗走。
And it is, the purpose of it is to lead you astray.
但不是每个人都被骗的。
But not everyone is tempted.
但这里的话呢，十二章九节这里讲到说，他要欺骗普天下的人。
But in chapter 12 verse 9, it speaks that Satan will deceive the whole world.
所以你要看见说，在末后的时代，在主要来之前，那个欺骗是何等的大，何等的深。
And so we see that in these end times, that the Lord, that the work of the enemy before the return of the Lord is greater and greater.
然后的话呢，我这个有一个点，我想再交通一下，就是说他欺骗他怎么就好像说。我们都不容易被骗，为什么我们会被骗呢？
And so this one small point that I would like to share with brothers and sisters is how or why does the enemy deceive us?
仇敌有个诡计，他往往是给一个恶的目的加上一个美丽的善良的外表。
And the enemy likes to cover up something evil with a good exterior.
或者说给一个恶的一个目的，你可以加上一个善的好像动机在里面。
And that there is an evil purpose behind something that may look good.
如果你回到这个启示录里面看亚当夏娃他们堕落这个故事的时候，
And so if we return to the book of Genesis to see the fall of Adam and Eve,
魔鬼跟亚当跟夏娃说的第二句话，
We see Satan has spoke to Adam, or to Eve.
第三章第四节。
And that is in verse, chapter 3 verse 4.
第五节，第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
第五节这里说，你们便如神，人知道善恶。
And that is the
第五节
chapter 3, verse 5. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
所以这里关键是如神。
And this is to say to be like God.
我们知道我们受造的目的就是要像神，对不对？
And we know that as we live on this earth, that we must live, want our lives to be like God.
因为神就是要我们把他的形象活出来啊。
And because God wants us to live out His life.
所以这里有一个很好的目的，就是如神。
And so this is a good translation that it says to be like God.
就是魔鬼跟夏娃说：“你这么做，这么做，你像神，你像神。”
That Satan tells Eve that if you do this, then you will be like God.
但是魔鬼教他的方法就是你不要听神的话。
But the way that Satan has told Eve is that you should not listen to the word of God.
你就吃了果子，你就像他了。
If you eat of this fruit, then you will be like him.
好像是洁净，对不对？
And it seems like something that is pure.
那回到我们生活中间来。
But if we come back to our own lives,
如果有一个坏人要来骗我们的小孩的时候，
if an evil person is trying to trick our children,
他不会跟你小孩说你不要听你爸爸的，
and they won't say don't listen to your parents.
说你爸不爱你，
and your
说你爸爸不爱你，
your father does not love you.
他不会这么说，对吧？因为这么说小孩不信啊。
And that bad person would never say this because the child would not believe him.
因为我爸爱我，我知道，对不对？
Because I know that my father loves me.
我爸告诉我说要听他的。
And my father has told me to listen to him.
但是呢，他要告诉你说，如果你说这个话，你爸会很高兴。
But this bad person might say that if you say this specific word, then your father might be filled with joy.
如果你做这个事情，你爸会很高兴。
If you do this specific thing, then your father might be very happy.
这个话也许孩子没听过，他不知道什么意思。
And if a child hears these words, they don't understand the meaning behind it.
那这个事情他没做过，他不知道这个事情的坏处。
And they've never done this specific thing, and so they do not understand the consequences.
所以很可能孩子就被骗了。
And so maybe the child has been led astray.
这是我自己以前的经历。
And this is my own personal experience.
那没时间就不讲了啊。对，
and
然后但是呢，我们再拉到这个大人这个世界。
And so let's bring it back into the big picture here.
我们拉到这个我们属灵的基督徒这方面来说。
Into the spiritual experiences that we might have.
你是属灵的基督徒，你知道神的话，你认识神，你怎么可能会骗啊，被骗啊？
If we are Christians and we know the word of God and we know God, then how can we be deceived?
上一次宣弟兄提到有四个迷惑。
And we and Brother Sun reminded us last week that there is four deceptions.
其中有一个钱财的迷惑。
And that is the deception of money.
有多少的基督徒，属灵的基督徒，能够被钱财的迷惑骗走的？
And how many Christians have been deceived by the love of money?
我们知道贪财是万恶之根，对不对？
And we know greed is very prevalent.
所以很少有这个属灵的基督徒、爱主的基督徒，魔鬼可以用贪心来骗你的。
And so there are Christians, many Christians who are tempted by the by Satan with this deception of money.
或者魔鬼会跟你说，哎呀，你去拿这个钱嘛，或者你去赚这个钱嘛，那你生活过好一点。
And it might, and the enemy Satan might tell this Christian that you should gain, earn this money or work to achieve more money.
满足你肉体的需要。
To fulfill the needs of the flesh.
这对属灵的基督徒不管用的。
And this is something that might not be effective against a Christian.
他对属灵的基督徒，他一定要套上一个属灵的伟大的目标。
And in order to deceive a Christian, he might need a bigger, more spiritual reason.
他说：“你做这个事情，多赚点钱，可以捐给教会。
And if you gain more money, you can offer it to the church.
可以帮助穷人。
And you can help the poor.
可以拓展福音的工作。
You can do great works of the gospel.
这是不是有可能就被骗了呢？
And maybe we will be tricked by this.
那他告诉你说。我神给你一个特别的方法，或者知道一个特别消息，你去买去卖，你就发大财了。
And maybe he gives you a good way of earning this quick cash.
所以这个就是我要分享的这一点，这一点实际上也是从那个宾路易斯姆那本书里面出来的。
And so this is one point that I would like to share with brothers and sisters, and it's also something that our sister Jessie Penn Lewis wrote in her book.
他这里原话是说，因此。善本身不能保证使人不受欺骗。The goodness, yeah.
Okay. Every believer must test all teachers for himself. by the word of God.
Now, the goodness itself cannot guarantee you will not be deceived. Sorry.
No,
那魔鬼用来欺骗世人和教会最聪明的方法，就是伪装在一个人或一件事情里面，而在表面上是要令人更像神，更接近善。
I have it somewhere.
The way that Satan used to deceive people and church, the most smarted way is to disguise as in a person or in a thing.In the superficial, try to lead you to be like God. Try to lead you to close to the goodness.
Thank you.
这是我的翻译啊，不是非常好。对。
Oh, I have it. Goodness is therefore no guarantee of protection from deception. The keenest way in which the devil deceives the world and the church is when he comes in.The guise of somebody or something which apparently causes them to go Godward or Goodward.
好，对不起，今天时间过了很多。好，那我们就停在这里。
We'll end our time here because.
那我们有点很快的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你赐给我们有这样的机会来分享你的话语。
We thank you that you have given us this opportunity to share more of your word. And so we place these words in the hands of the Spirit. And may your Spirit do the work of cleansing. And may your Spirit do the work of opening. So that this word can really become alive in each and every one of us. So that there is power in this word. To help us walk in this way of life. To help us walk in this way of the cross. To help us walk into your purpose. Until the day that we see you face to face. And may we gain that heavenly inheritance. So that you too may gain your people. We thank you. We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 好，感谢主，我们下面有一点的报告。对。
Thank the Lord. Following, we'll have some short announcements.
我们感谢主，我们有这线下的聚会。
And we thank the Lord that we can have these meetings.
因为现在还在疫情期间。
Because we are still in the time of pandemic.
所以我们还是需要大家来报名的。
So we still ask brothers and sisters to please register in order to attend in person.
每次聚会前都要报名。
And please register online before you attend.
报名的截止时间是礼拜五晚上十二点钟。
And the deadline or the requirement to registration is Friday, before Friday.
然后也为了这个彼此我们这个健康的缘故
and in order to promote a healthy environment
所以我们请每个弟兄姊妹在家里面的时候我们要自己检查
and we ask brothers and sisters to please keep track of your own health at home
如果我们有一点症状
and if we have symptoms
对有感冒的症状
any sort of sickness
对我们就尽量待在家里面
then we ask brothers and sisters to please stay at home
因为我们有线上的聚会
and because we have onlineMeetings as well.
我们线上是十点钟开始播饼。
And online, we have a breaking of bread meeting beginning at 10.
我们的教会的网站上面有那个链接。
And that we have the link on our church website.
那十点五十我们开始星期的直播。
And starting from 10:50, we have the message meeting.
我们下个主日是由两位弟兄来交通。
And next Sunday, we will have two brothers sharing with us.
杨新远弟兄和 Stephen Philip 弟兄来交通
and Brother Sandy Yang and Brother Stephen Phillips
曲浩宇弟兄和世博弟兄来翻译
and Brother Nelson Chu and Brother Shupo Lee will be interpreting
还有其他的一些代祷事项在教会的网站上面
and there's other prayer requests written on our church website
我们请弟兄姊妹们上网去看
and we ask brothers and sisters to please read them online
对我刚才还忘了就是如果你是第一次今天是第一次来参加我们聚会的你可以站起来我们欢迎你一下，也认识你一下。
And if you're here for the first time, we would like to welcome any brother, sister, or friend who's here among us. And we ask that you stand.
好，感谢主。如果没有的话呢，那我们可能就停在这里。我们还是。